Chapter 24 is written in heaven. Monk, thy words are madness, daughter, and speak a purpose unholy. Thy lips are livid, thine eyes are wild, tempt not the wrath divine. Pause ere too late, oh, be not rash. Swear not the oath, oh, swear it not. Lal, 'tis sworn. 3. An apartment in a palace. Politian and Balthazar. Balthazar, arouse thee now, Politian. Thou must not, nay indeed, shalt not give away unto these humors. Be thyself. Shake off the idle fancies that beset thee, and live, for now thou diest. Politian. Not so, Balthazar. Surely I live. Bal. Politian, it doth grieve me to see thee thus. Paul. Balthazar, it doth grieve me to give thee cause for grief, my honored friend. Command me, sir. What wouldst thou have me do? At thy behest I will shake off that nature which from my forefathers I did inherit, which with my mother's milk I did imbibe, and be no more Politian, but some other. Command me, sir. Bal. To the field, then to the field, to the senator the field. Paul. Alas! Alas! There is an imp would follow me even there. There is an imp hath followed me even there. There is what voice was that? Bal. I heard it not. I heard not any voice except thine own, and the echo of thine own. Paul. Then I but dreamed. Bal. Give not thy soul to dreams. The camp, the court, befit thee fame awaits thee, glory calls, and her the trumpet tongue thou wilt not hear, and hearkening to imaginary sounds and phantom voices. Paul. It is a phantom voice. Didst thou not hear it then? Bal. I heard it not. Paul. Thou hearst it not. Balthazar, speak no more to me, Politian, of thy camps and courts. Oh, I am sick, even unto death, of the hollow and high-sounding vanities of the populous earth. Bear with me yet awhile. We have been boys together, schoolfellows, and now our friends yet shall not be so long, for in the eternal city thou shalt do me a kind and gentle office, and a power august, benignant and supreme shall then absolve thee of all further duties unto thy friend. Bal. Thou speakest a fearful riddle I will not understand. Paul. Yet now as fate approaches, and the hours are breathing low, the sands of time are changed to golden grains, and dazzle me, Balthazar. Alas! Alas! I cannot die, having within my heart so keen a relish for the beautiful as hath been kindled within it. Methinks the air is balmier now than it was wont to be. Rich melodies are floating in the winds, a rarer loveliness bedecks the earth, and with a holier luster the quiet moon sitteth in heaven. Hist! Hist! Thou canst not say thou hearest not now, Balthazar? Bal. Indeed I hear not. Paul. Not hear it. Listen now. Listen. The faintest sound, and yet the sweetest, that ear ever heard. A lady's voice. And sorrow in the tone. Balthazar, it oppresses me like a spell. Again. Again. How solemnly it falls into my heart of hearts. That eloquent voice surely I never heard, yet it were well had I but heard it with its thrilling tones in earlier days. Bal. I myself hear it now. Be still, the voice, if I mistake not greatly, proceeds from yonder lattice which you may see very plainly through the window it belongs, does it not? Unto this palace of the Duke. The singer is undoubtedly beneath the roof of His Excellency, and perhaps is even that Alessandra, of whom he spoke as the betrothed of Castiglione, his son and heir. Paul. Be still. It comes again. Voice, and is thy heart so strong, very faintly, as for to leave me thus who hath loved thee so long, in wealth and woe among? And is thy heart so strong as for to leave me thus? Say nay. Bal. The song is English, and I oft have heard it in merry England never so plaintively. Hist! Hist! It comes again. Voice, is it so strong, more loudly, as for to leave me thus who hath loved thee so long in wealth and woe among? And is thy heart so strong as for to leave me thus? Say nay. Bal. 'Tis hushed and all is still. Paul. All is not still. Bal. Let us go down. Paul. Go down, Balthazar, go.
Bal.
The hour is growing late, the Duke awaits you, thy presence is expected in the hall below. What ails thee, Earl Politian?
Voice, oh, hath loved thee so long, distinctly, in wealth and woe among, and is thy heart so strong?
Say nay,
Bal.
Let us descend. 'Tis time. Politian, give these fancies to the wind. Remember, pray, your bearing lately savored much of rudeness unto the Duke. Arouse thee. And remember, Paul.
Remember?
I do. Lead on. I do remember.
Going.
Let us descend. Believe me, I would give, freely would give the broad lands of my earldom, to look upon the face hidden by yon lattice, to gaze upon that veiled face, and hear once more that silent tongue.
Bal.
Let me beg you, sir, descend with me, the Duke may be offended. Let us go down, I pray you.
Voice loudly,
say nay. Pull.
Aside,
'tis strange. 'Tis very strange method, the voice chimed in with my desires, and bade me stay.
Approaching the window.
Sweet voice. I heed thee, and will surely stay. Now be this fancy, by heaven, or be it fate, still will I not descend. Balthazar, make apology unto the Duke for me, I go not down tonight.
Bal.
Your lordship's pleasure shall be attended to. Good night, Politian.
Paul.
Good night, my friend, good night.
IV.
The gardens of a palace moonlight, Lalajan, Politian.
Lalch.
And dost thou speak of love to me, Politian? Dost thou speak of love to Lalich?
Ah, woe is me.
This mockery is most cruel indeed.
Politian.
Weep not.
Oh, sob not thus.
Thy bitter tears will madden me.
Oh, mourn not, Lalich, be comforted.
I know it all, and still I speak of love.
Look at me, brightest and beautiful Lalich.
Turn here thine eyes. Thou askest me, if I could speak of love, knowing what I know, and seeing what I have seen.
Thou askest me that, and thus I answer thee, thus on my bended knee I answer thee.
Kneeling. Sweet Lalich, I love thee, love thee, love thee. Throw good and ill, throw weal and woe, I love thee.
Not mother, with her firstborn on her knee, thrills with intenser love than I for thee.
Not on God's altar, in any time or clime, burned there a holier fire than burneth now within my spirit for thee.
And do I love?
Arising. Even for thy woes I love thee, even for thy woes, thy beauty and thy woes.
Lal.
Alas, proud Earl, thou dost forget thyself, remembering me.
How, in thy father's halls, among the maidens pure and reproachless of thy princely line, could the dishonored Lalage abide?
Thy wife, and with a tainted memory my seared and blighted name, how would it tally with the ancestral honors of thy house, and with thy glory?
Paul.
Speak not to me of glory. I hate, I loathe the name. I do abhor the unsatisfactory and ideal thing.
Art thou not Lalage and thy Politian?
Do I not love, art thou not beautiful, what need we more?
Ha!
Glory! Now speak not of it. By all I hold most sacred, and most solemn, by all my wishes now, my fears hereafter, by all I scorn on earth and hope in heaven, there is no deed I would more glory in, than in thy cause, to scoff at this same glory, and trample it underfoot. What matters it, my fairest, and my best, that we go down unhonored and forgotten into the dust, so we descend together.
Descend together and then, perchance,
Lal. Why dost thou pause, Politian?
Pull.
And then, perchance arise together, Lalich, and roam the starry and quiet dwellings of the blessed, and still,
Lal.
Why dost thou pause, Politian?
Pull.
And still together.
Lal.
Now Earl of Leicester. Thou lovest me, and in my heart of hearts I feel thou lovest me truly.
Paul.
Oh, Lalich.
Throwing himself upon his knee.
And lovest thou me?
Lal.
Hist.
Hush.
Within the gloom of yonder trees method a figure past, a spectral figure, solemn, and slow, and noiseless like the grim shadow conscience, solemn and noiseless.
Walks across and returns. I was mistaken, 'twas but a giant bough stirred by the autumn wind. Politian. Pull. My Leilich, my love. Why art thou moved? Why dost thou turn so pale? Not conscience' self, far less a shadow which thou likenest to it, should shake the firm spirit thus. But the night wind is chilly, and these melancholy boughs throw over all things a gloom. Lal. Politian. Thou speakest to me of love. Knowest thou the land with which all tongues are busy, a land new found, miraculously found by one of Genoa, 1,000 leagues within the golden west? A fairy land of flowers, and fruit, and sunshine, and crystal lakes, and overarching forests, and mountains, around whose towering summits the winds of heaven untrammeled flow, which air to breathe is happiness now, and will be freedom hereafter in days that are to come? Pull. Oh, wilt thou fly to that paradise, my Leilich? Wilt thou fly thither with me? Their care shall be forgotten, and sorrow shall be no more, and heroes be all. And life shall then be mine, for I will live for thee, and in thine eyes, and thou shalt be no more a mourner, but the radiant joys shall wait upon thee, and the angel hope. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.